Hi, everyone. Can everyone hear me? Okay. So welcome, everyone, to the climate and meteorology session. We have five talks during this session. I will start with an introduction and then general overview, and then we have talks from the different services that were contributed to the NIFOS project and platform, and these are the sort of highlights in this domain. So I'm Theo Christoudias. I'm an associate professor at the Cyprus Institute, and I will start by presenting the state of climate science in NIFOS Europe and the region in general. So the both the climate modeling and the weather forecasting scientific community traditionally have very strong computational needs, and they generate a lot of data. They need a lot of CPU hours. Lately, we've seen adoption of new architectures. So all the different generic services that are offered by NIFOS are of interest to the community, in particular HPC, grid computing, as well as data infrastructures. So NIFOS has been supporting the research as well as the operational capacity in the region of this community, and all the activities that are pursued in the context of NIFOS have a strong synergies, both in terms of geography, but also thematically, and they require integration of both data and computing resources. So the overall services have been grouped, and the call has focused on three research areas, three broad categories, and they encompass a large part of the climate atmosphere research in the region, as well as the strategic objectives of all the partners in this domain. So area A is about regional climate modeling. This is particularly in important in the context of climate change, and not just to study climate change in itself, but also its impacts and its feedbacks with other phenomena, such as natural pollution, like dust storms. The second area has to do with air quality modeling. This includes atmospheric chemistry modeling, as well as the transport of air pollution. And finally, area C is more related to meteorology. So weather forecast, prediction of extreme weather events, development of models and their application in order to guide decision-making and policy-making. So NIFOS provides three types of services. We have repositories, thematic services, and generic or core services. And in the next slide, I will give a list, a full list of the services that are now embedded in the NIFOS platform that are, in particular, relevant to the climate and atmospheric science community. So repository services that have been onboarded include the overall NIFOS Europe repository service, as well as the UKIM repository, and the Meteorological Hydrological Service of Croatia. So these are distinct data sources that are now available through NIFOS. In terms of thematic services, and obviously these are related to the three categories that I outlined before, we have DREAM, which is dust modeling, Hesperia, which is related to solar weather forecasting and tools that help with that, air pollution prediction that allows to do a forecast for the next 4 days in the region, and is covering also the area that we are now in. WRF, the advanced research and weather forecasting model that allows us to do numerical weather prediction. We have the live access server that allows a user to have distributed databases of georeference data and visualize them on the fly in a web browser environment. OMAP, which takes as input images and automatically georeferences them, as well as producing semantic information. And finally, the Internet of Things cloud platform allows data collection, processing, and visualization. In terms of generic services, there's a data discovery service, a simple storage service that allows file sharing, a sort of Dropbox, but for the scientific applications. We have the archival service for longer-term preservation of data, as well as safekeeping of large data sets. And then there's the overall NIFOS help desk that allows people to solve problems when they are applying all these services or they are trying to use them. And of course, we provide training through the training and webinar partners. So I have now some examples of these application-specific services for climate. This is not an exhaustive list for brevity. We'll also hear, I have not included, and because we'll hear from the following talks, some of the applications that were developed in the context of NIFOS. I've also not listed those, but I've just picked a couple of examples so that everyone sees what this project has been able to accomplish. So the first one is RS2C. This is an acronym for Remote Sensing Scene Classification. This is a RESTful web service and an equivalent web application that allows to classify remote sensing data, so satellite retrievals or drone imaging, based on convolutional neural networks and AI. So currently, this uses a pre-trained network based on ResNet 50, and this used ImageNet data as input, but this has been fine-tuned on MLRSnet. These are just pre-trained generic computer vision networks. This is service itself, RS2C, is implemented in Python. It uses TensorFlow and Flask for the backend and the front-end servicing. And then it provides methods for single as well as multi-label classification. And it has a very, very simple front-end that is quite powerful nonetheless. So you can a user can upload a number of images taken from satellites or drones, and automatically this can classify it as well as provide multi-label semantic information. So you can recognize the types of buildings or land use categories that are in the images. And this was onboarded on the NIFOS catalog and is running now online. Another service is the Live Access Server. So LAS for short, this is a highly configurable server. It runs on a workstation, allows us to provide flexible access to georeference data sets. The great part of that is that we don't only provide this as a service, but we allow users, and we have training online for people to install and run their own instances of this server. And through OpenDAP, all this can share data between them. So one can use the front end of one Live Access Server to access large data that is hosted on a different instantiation of the server remotely without downloading the full data set. And allows the user to create visualizations online and on the fly. It allows you to download scripts in different languages, such as MATLAB, IDL, or GRATS, to do this offline or without having to be logged in, let's say, on the web application itself. And you can request custom subsets of variables in different choice of file formats. So it's quite powerful in order to share and access data, even to do analysis online. So this is a screenshot that I took of this server as running. This is the instance that we are running in Cyprus. So on the top, you can see this, you can select different datasets. There's a very big list of datasets. There's flexibility for people running their own instances to upload their own datasets. It takes georeference, common georeference data formats as input, and automatically creates a metadata information. And here, for example, we have the Aphrodite dataset. This is a daily precipitation analysis for the Middle East and the East Mediterranean region. And you see it's a very unique dataset of, and it goes on for, I think it covers many decades of precipitation data. One can visualize it on the fly, create plots of different formats. You can do comparison plots online, so you can compare, for example, different years or even different data sets. And all anything you have to generate, you can create a script and output, for example, in Google Earth or in all the applications that were mentioned previously, either to access the data at a different time programmatically or to download a subset of the data that you're most interested in. So if this is a multi-gigabyte data set, one can take the specific snapshots they're interested in and download them in an interoperable format through this automatically generated script, for example, to visualize them in their own application or to do an analysis with post-processing subsequently. Another application is this air pollution prediction service. You see here examples. You can access it both in a browser, so as a web application, but it's also available as an Android application. You see here a screenshot of that. So this runs daily, 4 day ahead forecasts of air quality, concentrated on the major pollutants, particulate matter, NOx, and SO2, over a very large area in the region where NIFOS is relevant, and this is a great service to not just scientists but also the general public. So moving on, there was an open call that was announced this year for applications. I will show some highlights from this, or rather, we will see some highlights from this open call and some of the resources that were provided or the in-kind support from the talks in the following presentations. So, to summarize, as a general outlook for the climate and meteorology community, NIFOS has already had and will continue to have a very strong impact on the climate modeling and air quality, atmospheric forecasting community. There's a significant potential here to share among the community, but also to outside users, both our data and output, but also the best practices and all the knowledge that was generated for local and regional scale modeling, weather forecasting, and air quality. We have accomplished all the work that you see presented next, also what I have shown already, through this combination of using HPC as well as data storage facilities. And NIFOS has already created, but will continue to create, many opportunities that for people that are not already in the regional community to engage with us and to start new collaborations. So some of the things that are relevant are, of course, the cold repositories that are hosted, and they provide access to all the source code and, in extension, the know-how that was created. We have a lot of training material for climate modeling, so for new users to be onboarded. There's the overall virtual research environment, which is a highly productive working space for climate scientists from the different research groups in the region. So we are hoping that this can create bridges and bring the community together. And finally, since climate change, but also weather, atmosphere, are have global relevance and significance, we hope that the regional research activity will be extensively linked to the global efforts towards understanding the climate changes and the challenges that are in front of us, since this is one of the biggest problems now facing humanity. And ideally, it will enable contingency planning and help understand as well as prepare to mitigate and adapt to the coming challenges that our societies will face. So that's all I have. But before we close, I'd like to read out a couple of testimonials that we received during NIFOS that I think really put in context the collaborative nature of the project. So the first one is from George from Georgia. So climate change prediction during global warming is a very important task for our country, indicating the activities that we need to fulfill, and the simulation of air pollution is also important. So publishing these results on the NIFOS Euros repository is crucial to popularize the investigations. And then from Professor Spiridonov from St. Cyril and Methodius University, NIFOS Europe allowed for the transformation of the system into a service. And previously, this system that they were running was only available to the researchers that developed it, and now it will provide data sets and simulation services to many researchers in the region, but as well as globally. So thank you, everyone, and I look forward to the upcoming presentations from the different services. I think, has everyone uploaded their slide? If not, please prepare your slides to be uploaded. If you have everything, I would just like to ask the speakers to please stay on time. I will give you a warning so we are within our allocated time slot. We do have some time in the end because I think we have each talk is 15 minutes, so we have a bit of a window at the end. But we already started a bit late, so please try to be on schedule. So unless there are any questions for my talk, we can go to the next presentation. The next presentation is from Kyriakos Sofogleous of the Cyprus Institute, and is titled Reduced Precision Chemical Kinetics in Atmospheric Models. So Kyriakos, please. I will. Yeah. Yeah, so ideally, I mean, it can support both GRIP and NetCDF files. Ideally, we convert it to NetCDF. This is a standard that's more widely supported also from the different applications. This cannot happen interactively. To upload data, you need to take the NetCDF files, and there's tools that are provided with the server that create the sort of metadata information that you upload to the server to support it. But we have extensive training material online. So if you go to the NIFOS service, you will find all the information how to add new metadata. And no, well, so this was adapted. Yeah, this is a more general development, so LAS. This is mostly the development has been funded by NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in the US. It's run by many universities and research centers globally. But as I said, the nice thing about it is if you have a local instance, you can access the data through OpenDAP remotely. So, I mean, if you look Google Live Access Server, you'll find.
I'm interested in that we can, through our application, we can develop a similar, let's say, access to the data. Mm-hmm. And we have been researching about the data storage because these data files are huge.
Right.
But we can discuss this as well.
Yeah, I mean, I can give you the link. I mean, Live Access Server, we have our own training material, and we have tried to make it as easy as possible to users. But it's also supported by NOAA and is further developed. And you find a lot of information online. It probably can support your application, depending on exactly what you want to do. But I'll be happy to give you some links. Yeah, even if you don't use the instance that we developed, I'm sure you can get the version from NOAA and let's say, adapt it to your needs. Okay.